Here come the Royals, bottom of the eighth inning. Tyreller facing Kyle Buddy, and the first pitch to Kyle, inside a ball, 1-0. For the Royals, it'll be Buddy, Dusty Adams, Carter, and Thielen, the scheduled hitters. There's a strike call to Kyle Buddy, and the count, 1-1. 1-1. Reller's a breaking ball, low and inside, and the count, 2-2. 2-1. Ty's fastball. Buddy will follow this back and out of play in the count, 2-2.
Boy, Reller's been good, Randy, huh?
Oh, he's been good today. Absolutely. Fielded his position well today. He's having one of those Ty Reller ball games. Curveball. There's strike three called, and Buddy gets caught looking and spot on with that breaking ball.
Dropped it in there perfectly. Funk calling for it to kind of that backdoor curl in there. And that's what he got. Big strikeout for out number one.
5 strikeouts for Ty today. And here's Dusty Adams. Adams takes the pitch high, a ball, 1-0. Dusty and first baseman Nolan Sand have got to meet each other a lot today.
3 times to be exact.
1-0 the count. Adams takes another pitch high over his head, and the count, 2-0. Royals looking for a base runner here in the eighth in a game that's tied at 2. Watkins, they're watching in the wings, seeing who they get to play tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. 2-1 the count. Watkins a winner today, 7-1 over Luxembourg. Last night it was St. Martin beating Al Rosa 5-0. Pitch high to Dusty, and the count now 3-1. 3 a strike, and Logan Funk out to have a word with Ty Reller on the mound.
These are always, to me, throw strikes? Or what, yeah. Unless he saw that he's overstriding
he
or wanted to.
Maybe overstriding or overthrowing a little bit.
Had some zip on strike one to Dusty, but
anytime
he's had.
That ball starts rising in that strike zone, Kirby, it's like it's a good indication that maybe you are overthrowing it a little bit. 3-1, one out. Reller's fastball, high ball 4, and he'll walk Dusty Adams, bringing up Carter Thielen. I think for the moment, Kirby, this is your guy for Paul Sand on the mound.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had Jim Tu warming up in the bullpen, but if you're sticking with Ty at this point, Carter Thielen, right-handed hitter. On the day today, Carter had a big double in his last at-bat that tied this ball game up at 2, scoring 2 runs. Pitches high from Ty, and 1-0. 1-0, no strikes. Reller kicks, delivers that pitch high again at 2-0.
A lot more of those, it'll be the Tool Show.
6 out of the last 7 pitches. Have been balls from Ty Reller.
At the bottom of the order here too, Randy. You got to be attacking here.
Thielen takes outside and high and 3-0. And now Ty wants a different baseball.
That one can't find the zone.
I'm going to go in the bag. Mr. Hannon, I'll mix it up with the others.
So you're saying if Carter flips one foul here, it'll be back out there
pretty soon. Ty could get it back. 3-0. Adams takes his lead at first. And the 3-0 offering. There's a strike down the middle and 3-1.
This one's got some strikes in it.
Almost wonder if Blaine has Carter Thielen taking here on 3-1, Kirby. The 3-1 offering. That's called strike 2, I believe.
It is.
And the count full at 3-2. That one bounced out of the catcher's mitt of Logan Funk. 3-2. 1 out, 1 on. State qualifier game, a game that's tied at 2-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Reller delivers. Thielen swings and fouls it to the backstop. And the count stays full at 3-2.
Did he swing at ball 4?
May have swung at ball 4, but.
He did not look at strike 3, is what you're saying.
No. The count is full to Carter Thielen. The pitch, and there's a swing and a miss, and Thielen's out on strikes. Boy, that's a heck of a pitching performance there by Ty Reller to come back after being down 3-0. And it'll put the bat in the hands of Adam Bacchus.
Big spot right there for Reller. Reaches back, buzzes the Thielen hands. Six strikeouts for Ty.
Bacchus 1-for-3 today. Adams lead set first. And Adams will take a strike called an 0-1. Reller's got a little renewed confidence as he starts a hitter with a strike here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Just needed that new baseball, Randy.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes that's all the difference in the world. Adams goes. Bacchus swings. Right side open. Base hit Bacchus. Adams goes to third. And first and third for the Royals. Bacchus, a piece of hitting perfection there on the hit and run.
Ottman pushing the buttons right there, Randy, is a perfect hit and run. Funk covering the bag. Punches it right through that right side. Now you got the go-ahead run over at third. There are two outs, but back to the top of the order in Chase Elshire.
You got one of your team's best hitters coming up to the plate in Chase, and that draws a little visit to the mound by Logan Funk and Chad Funk. Talking to Ty Reller.
Got Miller on deck here, bringing everybody in if they're...
Go-ahead run at third base here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
You got a very good base runner at first over there, so it's if they're thinking maybe what we're going to do on a first and third leave early situation.
That could easily be the discussion. Chase Elshire, too, today. Kirby's been on base three times. He's been hit by a pitch. He's walked. He's had a base hit and a fly ball to center field.
Now Funk, who went to the mound, went back to the plate, goes back to the mound.
Adam Bacchus, good speed over at first base. See if the Royals put anything on. With Elshire, he just let Chase swing the bat here. First and third for the Royals, bottom of the eighth inning. Ty Reller steps off that pitching rubber, maybe just to see if there might have been anything on. Sandal hole Bacchus. Adam dancing around a little bit. Elshire takes a strike called and 0-1.
Been on base three times, hit by pitch, base hit, and a walk. He flew out to center the only time he didn't reach base.
Royals threatening bottom of the eighth inning. First and third, and Reller steps off that pitching rubber, and Bacchus back to first. Adams leads at third. Elshire skies this one straightaway center field. Coming in hard is Hinnenkamp. Hinnenkamp and Funk goes back. Chad makes the catch on the grass. That will do it for the Royals in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. We played eight here in Meyer Grove, 2-2 our score. New Munich and Richmond, we come back in a minute with inning number nine.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. We're proud to once again support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. The fields in Meyer Grove and El Rosa are looking great, and amateur baseball continues to be a great sport to follow. West Central Sanitation is your local, family-owned refuse and recycling company, celebrating our 43rd year in business, and we serve much of central Minnesota. Hit a home run today and call West Central Sanitation at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Pub.
Make our way to the top of the ninth inning. Adam Neibauer set to face number nine hitter Hunter Rademacher, Chad Funk, and Logan Funk. A 2-2 ball game, Richmond and New Munich. Hey, stick around our post-game show tonight. We'll name your coveted Chasm Cap player of the game. That player receives their very own Chasm Cap. Compliments Promotional Resources Incorporated and KESM Radio. And Neibauer's first pitch to Hunter Rademacher a little high and tight, and the count at one ball, no strikes. 1-0 the count. Neibauer delivers, and the pitch high to Rademacher, and 2-0.
Crowd into this one or what, Randy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dominic loves their ninth innings. Two balls, two strikes. There's a strike called as Rademacher had ducked down, kind of a la Chad Funk.
Yeah.
And the count at 2-1 with the called strike. 2-1, Neibauer delivers. Ball outside and 3-1.
Neibauer into a crouch, Randy. Thought he had that in the zone.
Absolutely. Wanted that corner. 3-1, Chad Funk on deck. Chad, the top of the order. Neibauer's pitch, fastball right down the middle, and the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes.
Pressure pitches. It's not anyone, but on anybody on base, Randy, and these guys are making it interesting.
There's the pitch. Rademacher will chase the high fastball, and he's down on strikes. Big strikeout for Neibauer here in the ninth.
Second punch
might
out
have
for
swung at ball four.
Might have, but didn't look at strike three. That's what we talked about earlier. It's that opportunity to have a competitive at bat.
Got to give yourself a chance. Yeah, got to give your team a chance. Go down swinging. You go down swinging. Here's Chad Funk. Funk on the day, 1-for-3. Had a walk in his last at bat. Takes a strike called and 0-1. He is the only man, actually Logan Funk yet too, but those are the only two men that have not faced Neibauer in this game. Adam came on in the seventh inning. And Funk will follow this back and out of play. The count at 0-2. Actually, Chad was out at second and Logan was at first. Both had walked to begin the seventh inning, and now Neibauer came in and got three consecutive outs.
Seems like a long time ago, doesn't
it? Doesn't it, though? Yeah. 0-2 the count to Chad Funk. With one out, they kick the pitch. That's high ball one, and wasting a pitch there is Neibauer. One ball, two strikes. Neibauer's pitch inside a ball, and 2-2.
Not missing by much right here. He's living around the zone, clearly, Randy, just peppering the outside edges and then outside for a ball of the zone.
2-2. Off speed to Chad Funk. And I think he tried to throw a pitch that he threw to Will Funk earlier, Kirby, and that ball dropped in front of the plate this time.
The Ephus?
Yeah, the Ephus. The count full at 3-2 to Chad Funk. 3-2, Neibauer's pitch, and Funk lays off the high fastball. They appeal, on the swing, and Chad Funk walks here in the ninth inning. That'll bring Logan Funk to the plate. Logan so far today, 0-for-3 with a walk. And Logan will try to get on anyway, anyhow. They leave that right side open as Holthaus holding Funk. Here's a chopper hit to third. Altshire picks it up, goes to second for one. The relay to first, not in time. And that was a great play by Chase Altshire to get that lead and then to make the play at first even close.
Hit pretty slow. Assume that was going to be a double play would have been asking a lot. But Chase getting to it quickly, making up for some of that slow roll with a cannon to second baseman. And Buddy's returned back to first, not in time as Funk beat it out, but that was a nice play all around. Good pitch by Neibauer.
And just the experience I think that Logan Funk's going to gain along the way. I mean, just walked Chad Funk, and he took the first pitch.
Yep.
And, you know, that's something that, maybe he's got to take a pitch or two. Here's a pitch to Will Funk. That's a ball, 1-0.
This guy's looking for a little redemption, Randy. He was up first and second, nobody out in the seventh inning. People thinking maybe bunt. Paul put some confidence in him, and he struck out, so I think he's looking to spin it back.
Will Funk will take high for ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs and one on here in the top of the ninth inning, a 2-2 ball game. That outfield for Richmond has Adams, Thielen, and Miller. Playing at medium depth, Miller might even be cheating a little bit out and right. There's a strike call to Funk and the count 2-1. 360 to center, 310 down the lines, 345 to the left center field gap. Funk swings and misses strike two.
Get some, huh?
Mighty cut by Will Funk. Yeah. Two balls, two strikes. Niebauer. Taking a long time now, staring down to Cole Schmitz. And the right-hander's pitch, a swing and a miss. Funk chases the high fastball. He goes down on strikes, and that ends Munich's ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We played 8.5 here in Meyer Grove. 2-2 our score. Meyer Grove, or New Munich and Richmond. We're back in 1 minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates. For all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more, it's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They've been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Ty Reller gets the ball for Paul Sands, New Munich Silver Streaks, and why not? The kid has been dynamite today for New Munich. He's given up 2 runs, and 8 hits to the Richmond Royals.
He's been great. I mean, to think that going into the ninth, maybe with the 2-3-4 to change looks, but if he wanted it, Paul's giving it to him, Randy.
Cam Miller, Cole Schmitz. And Sam Holthaus set to bat for Richmond here in inning number 9. And Miller takes the first pitch and fouls it down the first baseline. 0-1 to Cam. What's Cam done today? 1-for-2. A couple sacrifice bunts in there. And drives us to left center field. A base hit for the Royals right fielder.
It's a nice knock right there by Miller taking that outside pitch, punching it the other way.
Talk about having some productive at-bats today. That's Cam Miller, Kirby, with the 2 sacrifice bunts, the 2 base hits. And now, do you ask your number 3 hitter to bunt?
I don't know that I've ever seen Cole bunt. I'm serious. I don't think he's ever bunted.
So
he could be the best bunter I've ever seen, but I have no idea. Never seen it happen.
Get his licks at Ty Reller in the first pitch, a strike call to Cole, and 0-1. What Schmidt's done today, 0-for-3, that number 3 spot with a walk, intentional walk in his last at-bat.
That outfield is deep.
Yep, they have backed up a few steps. Cole sent left fielder to the wall. That was back in the 5th inning. Pitch outside to Cole Schmitz in 1-1.
I'd like to ask Hunter how much room he had behind him there.
Yeah, I think Ty Reller knows what he's dealing with, too, here. Or with a...
Schmitz.
With Schmitz, the number 2-2 on his back. And Schmitz laces this right at Hunter Rademacher. Line drive. Hunter makes the catch for the first out.
Yeah, scolded right at him, but playing deep like that, Randy, you come in a few steps and just make the catch.
Yep.
Nice play by Rademacher. Well positioned, and tough luck for Schmitz and the Royals.
Schmitz right on that pitch. Going to bring Sam Holthaus to the plate, and Holthaus has had his moments with Ty Reller today, 1-for-4, and a base hit back in the 6th inning. Miller takes the lead. Holthaus fouls this to the backstop in 0-1.
That strikeout looking last time, and then you get 0-0, Randy. You just know if it's in there, he's hacking at it. It's just the way the game kind of comes together sometimes.
Holthaus back in the box. Reller ready on the mound. Miller takes his lead, not a real big lead, and Holthaus takes high for a ball at 1-1. We're in the bottom of the ninth, 2-2, one out for the Richmond Royals.
The old blood pressure game, huh?
Holthaus digs in. Ty Reller comes home, and that's inside, just about hits Sam Holthaus. And the count now, 2 balls and a strike. On deck for Richmond, Justin Schrader. 2 on the count. Ready on the mound, Reller. The pitch. Holthaus puts that one right over my head.
You had to have stared that thing right in the eyes at one point.
I was staring that right in the eyes, and that was I was probably the baseball tight end like.
Yeah.
One now with not a lot of seams left.
Now it won't be around for a while.
Now it won't be around, as that went probably right over the mini biffs, too. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count to Holthaus. And he fouls this one down the third baseline, 1 bounce and out of play.
Right idea right there if you're Holthaus, Randy. Outside pitch, flip it the other way.
2 balls, 2 strikes to Sam Holthaus. Miller leads from first, Sand holding him there. One out for Richmond in the bottom of the ninth inning. Reller comes home. Pitch misses outside, and the count full at 3-2. Kirby takes a deep breath along with 509 other people.
That's good. That's good.
Holthaus back in the box. Ready again. Here comes the pitch. And again, Holthaus picking on the press box and people to the left of the press box.
That was Ty Reller's 136th pitch of the day, Randy.
Yikes.
How good has this guy been?
Yikes.
2 runs, though, and 136 pitches?
Yeah. Holthaus ready again. 3-2 the count. Here's the pitch, and he'll foul it back and out of play. The battle continues. Ty expressing his frustrations out there that it's like, can't get it by him. Can't get it by him.
Between the lines, right?
And Holthaus is going, just give me one more. Give me one more pitch. I live for another pitch. The 3-2 on the way. Fouled off again. This one bare-handed over by the New Munich dugout. Young man making a play.
Devin Hansen. Nice
Devin's
play.
Devin's got some infield in him.
Yeah. It's a great play. Bare-handed. Right hand.
We'll do it all over again. Miller leads. The 3-2. Holthaus takes a called strike 3, and he's caught looking.
Sammy didn't like it. He goes down looking for the second time as he thought it was up, and Reller clips the top of the zone for a huge out number 2, Randy.
Ty Reller gets a big strikeout, 2 outs in the ninth for the Richmond Royals, and they put the bat in the hands of Justin Schrader. Justin with a couple hits on the afternoon. And the first pitch, a called strike, and 0-1. So 2 outs. Cam Miller still over at first base for the Royals. 0-1 the count to Justin Schrader. Schrader takes low for a ball. And 1 ball, 1 strike. 1-1 the count. Ty, ready, has the sign from Logan Funk, and Schrader lays off that little bit of an off speed. That's low and away, and the count, 2 balls and a strike.
Ty likes that hook to these big lefties, Randy, and Schrader not chasing right there. 2-1 the count now.
On deck, Kyle Buddy for Richmond. Here comes that 2-1 pitch, and Schrader drills it to right center field. Miller will take third on the play. And Justin Schrader with his third hit of the day, and the Royals have the winning run just 90 feet away And Kyle Buddy picks up the bat for Richmond.
Nice piece of hit and punched it right to right center, Randy, as Schrader. Is that three hits you said? Yeah, look at
three
that. Fourth, sixth, and ninth for Justin Schrader. Very productive day out of that five spot. It's up to Buddy now. Chance to be the hero.
Kyle Buddy, what's he done today? 0 for 3 and a walk, and the first pitch from Tyreller is high for a ball, and 1-0. Dusty Adams on deck. 1-0 the count. Reller kicks, delivers. There's a strike call to Kyle Buddy, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Tyreller looks down to Logan Funk. We're in the bottom of the ninth, two outs. The 1-1 blocked by Logan Funk. Miller was hopping over there at third.
Great stop.
That is
Randy.
A great stop.
Great stop by
even,
Logan Funk, gobbling
even
that up.
Not a lot of room behind home plate. You think it'd just about be enough for a guy to score from third? 2-1 the count to Buddy. Buddy, a shot up the middle. There's Chad Funk. He grabs it, flips to Will at second, and we're headed to extra innings in Meyer Grove this afternoon. 4-3 on the putout for Richmond. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on base. We played nine in Region 15C State Tournament Qualifier, game number two. We're back in a minute.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Richmond Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Manure pump making noise, water leaking, bent fan blade, manure spreader not spreading right, or maybe your TMR feed mixer is not mixing right. Well, these are all things that Dairyland Supply and Sock Center can help you with. Give Dan, Mike, Gene, or Lashana a call at 800-338-6455 for all your Artex, Hagedorn, Penta, Kuhn Knight, Huel, Supreme, Vermeer, and Noon parts needs. We also have shipping available if you are farther away. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Tyreller, after coming up big in the bottom of the ninth inning, will bat against Adam Niebauer. It'll be Tyreller, Joe Stengler, Neil Anderson, scheduled hitters for New Munich here in the 10th inning. Extra innings. Reller chops this one down the first baseline, foul. And 0-1 the count to tie. So far today, Reller 0-4 out of the cleanup spot.
Can't say he had a bad day, though, with what he's done on the mound. Innings.
Now over 140 pitches, probably.
About 46 I got. That's a lot.
That's a lot. Here's the pitch to Reller. This is chopped down the first baseline. Niebauer picks it up, throws to first, and 1-3 in the putout.
Reller kind of flipping his bat right off the contact right there towards the dugout or towards the fence area. He's not in love with what he did to that one. Now the helmet taking a beating on the side of the dugout over there. But, looking to do more with that pitch from Niebauer.
Bring Joe Stengler to the plate. Joe, the base hit in his first at-bat today. He's 1-for-3 with a walk. Big breaking ball, called a strike, and 0-1. Boy, that thing just floats up to the plate, doesn't it? 0-1 the count. Niebauer comes with the fastball and strike two.
Makes that heater look like about 200 compared to the Ephus.
And he kind of does it all with just about the same motion. He's tall. He's long and lanky. Here's Stengler, chopper down the third baseline. That was just foul. Boy, that was flirting with that third base bag again.
Chase touched that before the bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The home plate umpire watching that all the way. 0-2 the count to Joe Stengler. One out here in the 10th inning for New Munich. We are tied at 2-2. Nybauer in relief of Luke Jokela. He came in back in the 7th inning with a couple runners on and nobody out. Was able to shut down New Munich.
Feels like a long time ago.
Starting to be.
It just seems like that was a while ago. First and second, nobody out when he came in.
Yeah. Here's Nybauer's pitch. That off speed. Knocked down by Cole Schmitz. And the count, 1-2.
Cold Spring Rockies took a lead. They're up 6-1, I believe, over St. Joe. So Cold Spring with a chance to put that away and get to the state tournament.
Nybauer already on the mound. The pitch, and Stengler will follow this at the plate. Count stays 1-2. We're in the top of the 10th inning. New Munich scored 2 runs back in the 3rd inning. Richmond put 2 on the board in the 6th inning. It's the only scoring we've had. Richmond's left 13 men on base. New Munich's left 10. And Nybauer's breaking ball just misses a little bit high. And the count to Joe Stengler at 2-2.
We used to joke when these teams played, it was always a battle. Always a one-run game, plays at the plate. Yep. And we haven't had plays at the plate, but we've seen a battle today.
Stengler pops this one up over by first base and just going foul as it hits the side fence. Count at 2-2 yet.
Staying tough in there. One of those tough guys, too. Doesn't go down without a fight, right?
You got it.
Traditionally a battler in there. Apparently talking the whole way, as your umpiring career has taught you.
Neil Anderson on deck. Curveball. Stengler reaches out and loops this into left center field, and Joe has his second hit of the day.
Nice job by Joe punching that off-speed pitch. You got to stay back, 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 and then be quick. Try to smack that thing, and that's what he did. Served it to center field, and go ahead run aboard for the Silver Streaks. Neil Anderson to the batter's box.
Neil Anderson, and bad hamstring and all, has put together a 1-for-2 day. He has had a sacrifice bunt. He has had a walk. So he has been productive. And the pitch to Neil Anderson, a strike called 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Anderson back into the box. Holthaus holds Joe Stengler at first. Adam Nybauer's pitch, and Anderson will follow this back and out of play. Boy, after he swung that Kirby, he just kind of slung that left leg over that leg that has a bad hamstring. So he's not getting a lot off of that left leg right now.
Not driving a bunch
no,
or
no.
More back foot hitter?
0-2 the count to Neil Anderson. He calls for time. Jacob Hinnenkamp on deck. Stangler's lead at first. He's there with one out in the 10th. Nybauer delivers, and Anderson swings at the fastball and misses. He's out on strikes for the second out.
I got 4 punch-outs for Nybauer in his 3-plus innings of work. Well, I guess it would be 3 2/3 innings of work.
And up to the plate, Jacob Hinnenkamp. Jacob so far today, 0-for-4. Nybauer delivers, fastball at the knees, strike one.
Working ahead to the bottom of the order. That's what you're looking for.
0-1 the count.
Talk about pressure on a drafty, huh?
Oh.
Don't even know these guys. You got their season on your shoulders.
There's a swing and a miss by Hinnenkamp, strike two. But there again, Kirby, we go back to the game of baseball. It's universal. It's like you can get together with a bunch of kids out there that you don't know and start playing baseball.
Could be speaking Portuguese or something, but just throw strikes for me, please.
Absolutely. Just put it across the plate. 0-2 the count, 2 outs, kick, pitch. There's strike 3 called, and Hinnenkamp's caught looking. Nybauer spot on in the 10th, with the exception of Stangler's hit. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. 9.5, New Munich 2, Richmond 2. We head to the bottom of the 10th. We're back in a minute.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park. Broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Bottom third of the Richmond lineup, Dusty Adams, Carter Thielen, and Adam Bacchus. Facing
guess who?
Left-hander Ty Reller for the fifth time today. And there's a strike called, 0-1. Can you imagine? Five at-bats. Here's Adams bowling it off at the plate and the count at 0-2. Everybody got five at-bats so far. So.
Unless we get a walk-off bomb here, yeah. Someone's going to get five at-bats. Everybody's going to get five at-bats in the Richmond lineup.
Yeah. Some guys, that was a season, Kirby.
Seriously.
Yeah. 0-2. Adams takes high for a ball. Yeah, get their four games in.
One at-bat at the end of a game,
yep.
Type of deal.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes. Adams inside the pitch and the count now 2-2 to Dusty Adams, trying to set the table for Thielen and Bacchus here in the 10th. And that's going to hit Dusty in the back, and Reller loses control on that pitch and is just frustrated.
Yeah. Just that body language. This guy kills me, Randy. He's so animated.
Yeah.
And he wants it. He's competing. And he's hard on himself.
Very hard on himself. Well put.
Yeah. And he just wants the best out of him. And he hits Dusty with two strikes. And he's sitting there thinking, man alive, if that guy scores. And I got to think about that all winter.
Yeah. Carter Thielen expect a bunt out of number one here as he squares to bunt. The pitch is extremely high. And 1-0. And you got to wonder, too, now, Curb. I mean, those legs. That arm at 150 plus pitches, it's like, yeah, that becomes an issue. Stangler charging at third. Thielen looks to bunt, and he offers at another pitch that was a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Thielen, Richmond's hero in the batter's box thus far with that 2-RBI double he hit in the sixth inning.
Adams will take his lead at first. Sand holds him there. Thielen showing bunt, and he'll pull back on it. That was closer than the one he offered, and the count at two balls and a strike.
The bunting, again,
get off
my soapbox one of these days, but it's just it's strikes and just get it down. Start at the top of the zone.
Thielen will foul it off, and it goes to the backstop, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two the count. Adams over at first, watching those signs by Blaine Ottman. Carter Thielen back in the box now. Ty Reller ready on the mound. Thielen shows bunt, puts it down. Reller's going to go to second base, and he throws a strike to Will Funk, and they get the force out. Was that a play by the big left-hander or what? Field your position, Ty Reller, and he did just that.
Got it down, but you got it down hard right back to Reller, and of his 150-some-odd pitches, his strike of the day right there was right to Funk at second base. Dusty out by a mile right there as that ball bunted really, really hard and right back at Reller. Nice play by Ty. One away.
One away. It'll bring Adam Bacchus to the plate. Chase Altshire on deck for you. Bacchus takes high for a ball, 1-0. Adam, 2-for-4 today, had a beautiful hit and run back in the eighth, put runners at first and third for Richmond. They came up empty that inning. See if Blaine Ottman does anything here. A speedy base runner in Thielen. He goes, and they got him picked. Here's a throw by Sand to second, and Carter Thielen is picked off by Ty Reller. Perfect from Sand to Funk, and they get Carter Thielen.
Well, they went first movement, and I don't know if it was a hit and run or if it was a steal, but he went first movement, and Reller picks his leg up. Carter takes off. Ty's looking right at him, saying, well, I can go over yet. I haven't for sure went home on it. So Sand with the perfect throw to Funk at second, and Thielen's out, so that Royal leadoff hit by pitch is squandered.
And Adam Backus takes a strike called, and one ball, one strike to the Richmond shortstop. 1-1. Reller's pitch. Backus tried to drag a bunt, and that one was in the dirt and ruled a strike to Adam, and the count, one ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes, bottom of the 10th inning, folks. 2-2. You're in the state qualifier. Backus pops this up down the right field line. This is going to be fair. It's going to drop in front of Schiffler, who gets it back into the infield, and Adam Backus.
Third hit.
Oh, my. Third hit of the day, and boy, what could have been, right? What could have been?
It's tough to play that style, Randy, but when you look at it, you know, if someone gets a bunt down and Backus serves one to right like that, he could have easily had Adam score on that play if he's on second base. But, again, it's tough to play the game that way.
Jim Toole headed down to the bullpen for New Munich. And Chase Elshire steps into the batter's box, and the first pitch to Chase is a strike and 0-1.
Hasn't lost any zip on the heater.
No, that one popped the mitt.
162nd pitch.
0-1 the count. Elshire chops this over to first base. This is foul.
Uh-oh. Ty just slip or?
I didn't see that.
Well, he didn't get over at all, and he was on the ground, basically.
Hobbled a little bit there. Fell off the mound rather awkwardly. 0-2 the count to Chase Elshire. Time called now by Elshire as he's going to stretch his legs out. Backus takes his lead at first. And that one bounces up to the plate, and that's something you kind of wondered after you saw that little bit of a slip there, Kirby. Was he concerned about how he was going to deliver that next pitch?
Well, that ball bounced clear over. Backus ends up at second base.
And now he's in scoring position.
Clear over Logan Funk, who went down to block it, and it just bounced above him. So Royals get the man to second. They were trying so hard to get him there. Bunt didn't work. Steal didn't work. So just had to get the wild pitch.
Elshire at the plate. The count, a ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. He drills it up the middle. Chad Funk dives, makes the plays, throws the sand. Can't get it. It rolls to the dugout, and Richmond is going to win this ball game on a throwing error over at first base.
Chad with a phenomenal play at second to keep it out of center field, Randy. Otherwise, Backus walks home.
Yeah.
But from his knees, throws it, medium hop to Sand. Not the climactic ending we were looking for, but that's the way she ends, and the Royals are off to the state tournament for the 15th time.
Wow, there's so many highlights in this ball game, and it's like frustrating it ends like that, but Richmond's a winner today, 3-2 in 10 innings for the Royals. They score one run in that 10th inning on one hit. There was an error, and there was one left on base. Your final score today, 3-2. 3-2. It's a Richmond with the victory. I haven't seen the official score. If they did
rule that, a hit on that, right?
A hit, so that is two hits in the inning.
That would be a very hard error to give a guy.
Two hits, but that ball gets by Sand, which then potentially allows.
Yeah.
The run.
Well, so Adam's going the whole way, though. So if Sand picks it, he's got to, so he's either out at first to end the inning, but if he picks it and they call safe on the play, I don't see how Nolan's going to be able to turn around and get that to home.
You don't think Backus stopped?
He was coming the whole way.
I guess I wasn't watching.
No, he was coming the whole way, the old Matt Mittendorf play. Keep running from second.
Okay.
But that would have been awfully tough, and I'm just going to suggest right now, can you give Ty a hat anyway? please. I mean, just the effort that that guy put out there today, Randy, yeah. It would be a first in Chasm Coveted cap history, but I'm thinking that that guy who did everything out yeah. there today, one, I mean, maybe don't give it to him for about a half hour, but he pitched his rear end off, Randy Rostein.
Had a great game today. Absolutely did. Okay, we're going to take a timeout here.
I think we're good, actually. I think we got them all in, spots-wise.
I need to finalize my stats here. Let's take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back in a minute.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you'll find food like Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites. So come hungry to the Sportsman's Den. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And don't forget the Sportsman's Den for weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book your events today at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rostein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark Mark of Grinnell Mutual.
Randy, the name of that song, how bizarre, like we talked about last week, and what a bizarre ending. The Royals punched their ticket to state, and the Silver Streaks, you feel for them, a tough loss right there. That's not going to be able to, that's not going to be one that sits well for quite some time, but those are the breaks, right? I mean, good swing put on it by Elshire up the middle. Funk gives it everything he has to keep it out of center field. There's a lot of second basemen that don't even get to that ball.
Yeah, exactly. That was a great play by Chad Funk, and just to make the throw, I mean, is amazing in itself. And yeah, you talk about what a swing in emotions. Last week, New Munich was sky high.
Didn't even
last
think of
Sunday,
that. Yeah.
Last Sunday, and today it's the reverse. And that's baseball. That's the game. There's winners and there's losers, and today Richmond was a winner, 3-2, as they come away with the victory. Three runs, 12 hits, and an error for Richmond. They left 14 on base, two runs, eight hits, and an error for New Munich. They left 11 on base. Luke Jokola started for the Royals today, relieved by Adam Neibauer in the seventh inning, and what a job that young man did coming in a situation with two guys on, nobody out. He gets the win for Richmond today, does Neibauer, and the tough luck loss goes to Ty Reller. Wow. Wow. Richmond and Watkins tomorrow at 11 o'clock here at Meyer Grove.
That was a dandy.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's only just warming up for a couple of these teams. You get Watkins and Richmond. Both teams made state last year. St. Martin made state last year. Those three going back to the dance. And you get a first-timer for a while in El Rosa. And we get to figure out the seating and all that stuff, see what the bracket looks like tomorrow night. And
yeah.
Were you worried about getting the game done before the Rosary? For a second there, it looked like it had marathon written on it, right? The way Neibauer and Rella were going?
Did, yeah, but, I mean, they were getting guys on base. It's just somebody had to come up with a hit, and Chase put it in a spot there. But, I mean, I'm looking to my player of the game, and my player of the game had three hits today, Kirby.
Did he?
Yeah, he had three hits, and he got the hit in the 10th inning with two outs. That kind of set the table. And that's number eight kneeling down there right now.
I'm excited for you to give Adam Backus his hat. I hope you give it to him, and he's got both of the bat boys, one of which my godson, on his arms when you take that picture. What a game. He took a couple years off, Randy, came back, and I bet if you asked him, you know, when you went back and played in 2022, how was it? He's like, well, you know, that game against New Munich in Regions to go to state, that was pretty cool. So, yeah it was a
– How about this? Adam Backus.
He's going to throw it to him? Hats off.
Oh, we want a picture with you and your kids.
Hats off to Adam Backus. Randy, you going to flip it to him? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're coming down. All right. Yeah, coming down. Congratulations to the Richmond Royals. As he's not going to Disney World, but he's getting a Chasm hat.
He's going to Dundas.
Yeah, he's going to Dundas or
Faribault, Beesville, I don't know.
Beesville, whatever it is.
Somewhere a couple hours away in the state tournament.
All right. It's been a thrilling day. Thrilling day.
I thought two games was going to be easy, Randy. right?
Take a lot out of us. That's
seriously.
For sure.
Yeah. What's tomorrow going to bring?
Yeah. And we want to thank our sponsors, Curb, for bringing us baseball today here on KASM, those fine folks. Over at Grove Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply, Brandon Stank Custom Farming, Corky's Bar in Richmond. And Audi A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Realty, IPM in Waite Park, White Clover Farm, Shady Silver Spur, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Kensington Bank, Albany Ready Mix, Shady's Long Shots, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, in Dominick, Sock Center in Long Prairie, Columbia Gear, over in Avon, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, El Rosa Lumber Company, West Central Sanitation, Stony Creek Dairy, Rambo, Painesville Mutual Insurance, fine folks over at Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Pep's Pork, Cover Old Spring Hill, John Dole, Century 21 First Realtor, the Freeport State Bank, Buyer Built in Belgrade, BNS Excavating, over in Belgrade, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Chrysler Center, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, and Kramer Lumber of Melrose. There you go, our sponsors for Region 15C here on KASM Radio. Kirby, we have the four teams destined for the state tournament. They are locked in. St. Martin, the number one seed, will determine 2, 3, and 4 tomorrow at 11. We begin at 11. Want to thank Scott Stevens, Adam Ray, producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. This is Randy Rothstein. 3-2 your final, Richmond over New Munich in 10 innings, 7-1. Watkins beats Luxembourg today. That'll do it from Meyer Grove. We'll talk again tomorrow morning. It's all yours, Scott.